We left off last week with the question that all the Shem Abalu within a city, Mitzvah of Yaveira, tells us there's such a principle that governing mitzvahs, presumably all mitzvahs, Mitzvah of Yaveira, therefore, Alul HaGoz was possible, even in cases where you don't even need Lachem, it's your full first day. If the mitzvah is brought about through an Yaveira, so that in and of itself disqualifies the Cheftah Shem Mitzvah. Question the Shem Abalu with, MK and back end of test, what is the Gemara searching for a suas that a stolen sukkah is no good? Is it obvious? Of course it's no good. Mitzvah of Aveira, what's wrong? How does Mitzvah of Aveira fall short in terms of Mitzvah of Sukkah? So we had a lot of pshat from the Rishon last week. We got places, we got Dvar, everyone had what to say about this topic. Then we ended off the shiur last week with Mechaz Chinuch's time. Mechaz Chinuch, basically in a nutshell, it was 15 minutes to elaborate last week, but the kids in Emirates, Mechaz Chinuch tells us that the din of Mitzvah of Aveira is not a psul in the Chefza, it's a din in the Gavra. That means you can't be Yotze, your obligation, with stolen goods, with the mitzvah habab yaveira. But there's nothing wrong with the chefza per se. Therefore, when it comes to sukkah, if I eat in a stolen sukkah on the third day of Chol HaMoed, I didn't eat in a posel of sukkah. On the other hand, I didn't get a mitzvah sitting in the sukkah either. So I broke even. It's like eating potato chips outside the sukkah. Since the nature of the mitzvah of sukkah is such that you're only oiver, you're only mevatel the mitzvah, if you're eating a sukkah psula, and since this is not a sukkah psula, so even though you didn't get credit for the mitzvah, but you didn't get an aveira either. Kamash Malan, the psul, the sukkah gezula, that's a posel sukkah. It's a din in the chefz itself. So according to Mechaz Chinuch, the transformation from mitzvah aveira to sukkah gezula is, mitzvah aveira was only addressed to gavra, sukkah gezula is a psul in the chefz itself. So we ended off the very end of the shiur last week, we said that Rav Shach disagreed with the Mechaz Chinuch. Shach and Sefer Aviezri read camping. He says that a sukkah gezula is not a posel sukkah. What was the proof positive of Rosh Hashanah? The owner himself can be Yotze. So you have two guys sitting in the sukkah. One guy is the robber and the victim are sitting in the same sukkah. So the robber is not Yotze, and the victim is Yotze. Says Rosh Hashanah, it's a joke. How can you have a sukkah that's possible for one person and kosher for the other? It doesn't make any sense. So the answer is the sukkah is kosher. What's the sukkah is kosher? It's just you as the thief, you as the robber can't be Yotze, your obligation. So as the Mechaz Chinuch saw in the Gzeres HaKosel, sukkah gezula, absol nechefza, So at the very end of the shiur, we said Rav Shach is going to prove his point beyond a shadow of a doubt. What's his proof? So it says Rav Shach, imagine the following. A person stole a sukkah and comes to a day Chol Moed. He's sitting in the stolen sukkah, so he's not Yotze, not Yotze, not Yotze. Now, he decides he has time to be Chayz of a tshuva. So he goes and knocks on the victim's door. He feels like Chatos, he's Mashiachi, I stole your sukkah. So the victim says, it's very third day Chol HaMoed. It's only a week after Yom Kippur. Ech ben Moichel. I'm Moichel. It's like the story of the Chofetz Chaim. There's a story once that somebody tried to rob the Chofetz Chaim. Somebody tried to beat up the Chofetz Chaim, mug the Chofetz Chaim. So somebody knocked Chofetz Chaim down. They grabbed his money away from him. So the Chofetz Chaim started running after the person. What? Screaming, I'm Moichel, don't worry, I'm Moichel. The victim turns to the God and says, listen, Zosayin, you already stole it. Enjoy it for the rest of the sukkah, it's yours. So comes Rav Shach and says, would anybody say that that's a chisar now of tasav lo min ha'osli? When you make a sukkah, so you have to make the sukkah can't come into existence by itself. If the sukkah comes into existence by itself without a maisa, siyas agavra, so then the whole thing is no good. So comes Rav Shach and says, would anybody say such a wild thing? It's absurd, it's Rav Shach to say such a thing. That since the sukkah was possible, and now it's coming into existence through the mechila of the victim, that's called the tassel of Rasi. It says, why is that a joke, says Rosh Hashanah? Because the sukkah was never possible in the first place. Because the sukkah was kosher. There was nothing wrong with the sukkah. Tassel of Rasi means the chepza for the kosher sukkah has to come into existence through a siyas hagavra. How many brisket words do you say in one sentence? So a gavra has to make a chepza in order to be a yitzhi sukkah. Here, the chepza was there already. It was a kosher sukkah. It was kosher from last week. It's still kosher. You as a person can't be yotzei your obligation, but the sukkah is kosher, and therefore Tassel Osi doesn't speak. As Rav Shach says, lo yitochein, anybody should argue with what I'm saying. That's what it is. So I think until we left off last week. So, Mechil is covered, and Rav Shach, doily oilam, bil lador, but he's against the Mishnah Berurah. He's against the Mishnah Berurah, not Hilchos Sukkah and Hilchos Tittus. He's against that, it's a Bir Halacha. It's a Bir Halacha and Hilchos Tittus. It talks about this very shayla, but not legabi sukkah, legabi tzitzis. By tzitzis, you have the identical din that stolen strings are no good. If you have stolen tzitzis strings, they're no good. So it comes to Mishnah Berurah called Samach Rerim. Samach Rerim say the following: what if I stole your strings and I put it onto my bag. It's, I'm not yet, I can't be yet to the mitzvah. And then a week later, I knock on the door and say, I want to return him. I want to do tshuva. And you say, forget it. It's yours. Keep it. Finish it. Forget about it. Give me a dollar. We'll call Ibn Stephen. So comes Mishabur and someone called Tzorach and say, no, it's the apostle. What you have to do at that point is take them off and put them back on to get one. Because Kol's mind that you put them on in this state of Gezela, they weren't kosher. And now they're becoming kosher on their own by the other person being Moichel. That's Tasa Vaman Asoi. And Mishabur called Tzorach and say, that's a Tacha Psul Deraisa. You'd have to redo the tzitz themselves. So that's a big pella, because that's the answer of Shach. That's exactly what Shach says, Lo Yitochein. Shach said, nobody could say such a thing.
What's the case? What's the case with Sukkah? Did you steal the materials?
That's a whole nother. So that gets very complicated. We have to wait to Daflam and Aleph for that one. Did I steal the wood? I stole the schach. I stole the boards. I stole the ground. I kicked the guy off. There are a lot of different possibilities in terms of how to create his kaka and exelus. What's mechubuk? So it's complicated.
But maybe the sukkah was also a, the heter first.
You mean not always? We've been nasa hechsher. That's a whole nother prop in the dirf tassel. Also, if something is nasa hechsher, then it's possible those who come back to life again. That's already in more of a detail of a shayla. So I'm just picking up again. The only nikud I want to highlight for our purposes is of Shach's taina at the end of last week's shiur that nobody could argue. Somebody argues, Mishnah Berurah quotes Tzomach Rav Mor. So I don't think I told over the story yet about, this is like one of the unofficial Mekaris. I told over a story about the movie, and I told over the story. Everyone would remember if I told over the story. Tell over the story. You're not going to see too many Mekaris from movies from me. But this one is the only acceptable one. The movie was, anyone know the movie referring to? The movie Ushpizen. Anyone see that? Everyone saw the movie Ushpizen?
Sure.
Okay. A couple of years ago, they yeah, no. Mitch was that. No, that was the moon catcher movie. That was the
movie.
That's right.
The lemon juice.
I guess we must have been in the same theater. So it was put out by, I think, Breslov, if I'm not mistaken. I think Breslov was put it out. It was a movie called The Spiesen. So it was, I did not see it in the theaters. I saw it upstairs. we got our hands on a copy of it. And without getting into all the gory details, the basic gist of the story was, is that there was this couple, a breast of a couple, that they didn't have children for a long time, and didn't have any money, and he bought this very, very expensive esrog, and his wife was very angry, spent $500 on a kosher esrog, and then some poor person comes to the house, their sukkah needs a place to stay, so he comes in, and the guy thought it was a lemon, whatever, he breaks the esrog, drops the pitam, eats the esrog, whatever. That's not the important part for Apur. That's the main part of the story. So then, as a side was, the guy's so poor, he didn't have money for a sukkah. So he's walking through the streets of Meir Shearim, and he sees there's some boards and wood and some tzchach laying on the floor. So he assumes it must be hefka, somebody must have thrown it out. So he builds himself a beautiful sukkah. And everything goes wrong. From beginning to end, his wife screams at him, and then the guest apostles the $500 restaurant. The whole yontif is one nightmare, one disaster after the other. All of a sudden, in the middle of sukkah, he realizes that it was stolen, it was a stolen sukkah. The guy never meant to mafka. The guy just put it outside for a few minutes and they take it back in. The guy was sitting in a stolen sukkah the whole time. So he chops the reason why it's all these clothes happening to him is because he's sitting in a stolen sukkah. So he goes and he asks the chidla from the guy, and the guy says, please, visit the hay, enjoy the rest of the sukkah, there's no problem, it's not in the house. And then all of a sudden, at that point, everything comes back. His wife has a baby, everything, right out of rest of Hollywood, whatever you want to call it. I remember Shem Shem. That was the, everyone, Mitzvah Bel Yisrael, Sipa Tavir, everyone was Uman, Kinef Shem Shem, and Shem Shem Yisrael. So in the middle of the story, again, this was not my choice to watch this. My wife wanted that. Once every 25 years, we go to the movies, I guess. So in the middle of the story, there was this one akuda that the guy was sitting in a stolen sukkah. We realized that it was stolen. It was Bishagi, it was stolen. And in the middle of sukkahs, so he realizes it's stolen. So yes, knocks on the guy's door. Yes, from a chil. The guy says, it's okay. And in that moment, then everything goes back to being good again. So as soon as I reached that point in the story, I said, stop. Stop the movie 1 second. That nekuda is a machloikis between Rav Shach and the Be'alocha. Because according to Rav Shach, that's okay. According to Be'alocha, you have to take the whole sukkah down and start over and toss it on also. My wife did not know it hit her at that point. I was so excited. I couldn't even focus on the rest of the story. Okay, back to that story. Sure.
Doesn't it make a difference whether it's Mazed or show gig, we got the stolen.
It's stolen. It's a shalik, can be a gaz and b'shegi, but the mice, it's still pashtim, it's above him here. It's like Reb Chaim had a, there's a Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, that writes, describes a certain fakunta hashkafa about something. So the Rambam writes, if the person has this hashkafa, he's an epikaris. So the Rabbit has a sub, and the Rabbit writes that there are a lot of people who don't even know this. So a lot of people, what do you want with them? So the shegig. So they quote from Reb Chaim that said, right? And Reb Chaim said that an apikaris b'shagig is never an apikaris also. He's b'shagig, but he's still an apikaris. The Rambam wasn't saying he's going to get him. He just said he's an apikaris. So he can be a gazan b'shagig also. That's that story. So we finished, not the whole sugya mitzvah, but the main first part of the sugya in terms of how to address that question of the Rishonim and the Achronim and the Chinuch, but why do I need a pasuk to disqualify? So we sort of take away mitzvah. There's a whole other dimension of the sugya that now picks up on the Tosfos back inside of the Flamen and Aleph. The Tosfos throws a curveball at us within the sugya mitzvah. The Flamen and Aleph, the first Tosfos is Bishulman. So it's about five lines into the thin line, that's where a little bit of Kivega marker is. Vim timer. Vim timer, the command de pasliran, lulav shel ashera, mishel yonidachas. The Gemara has a whole discussion about why is a lulav from an Asherah tree possible? The Asherah tree was a tree that was worshipped as an idol. People actually believed in it. They bowed down to the tree. So that's considered to be an Asherah. The Gemara has a machlekes at Tanoim. Does that mean, let's say there was a tree growing in my backyard for 50 years and I just decided to bow down to it? Is that an Asherah? Oh no, that's not an Asherah. Asherah has to mean, it's what's called notam chilakach. It has to be planted for the purposes of it. If I bow down to a pre-existing tree, it's not a nice thing to do. I have skill for that, but the tree doesn't become an Asherah tree. So we paskin like the second opinion, the cool digger version. It only becomes an Asherah tree if it's not the Bechilakach. So those who remember from 2-3 years ago, we had that Asherah tree in town when we had Pesach. Some guy bought a house in Pesach, and the neighbors told him that that the guy who sold him the house used to every morning would come out to the backyard, Efasikim, whatever it was, and sunrise. He'd come out in his white robes and he'd bow down to the tree and talk to the tree and bring the carbon to the tree every single day. So then they were trying to figure out. So when he bought the house, so then he now is younger. She has this tree. So they asked me what to do with it. So I said, well, was it not a bechilakach or not? Was it a prince? I said, yeah. But the neighbors remember when the guy went to Home Depot and he bought himself a tree and he planted it, and then the mama, she was not a bechilakach to bow down to it. So that's a share of the choladeis. So it's chayav shreifa the choladeis. So that's what we did. So after the guy bought the house, so he cut down the tree and he broke it into little pieces, and everyone in a big, about 40 bag, garbage bags of a Asherah tree was brought to Rabbi Senta's house, the owner was willing to sponsor this burning. And we all burnt it in Rabbi Senta's backyard to fill the bits of their ice of Asherah Tisrul Ba'esh. Not one of those bits you get all the time, but approximately whenever you get to watch the movies, probably 25 years to say you get to burn Asherah tree. Okay, so I won't comment on the comparison between those two things. But back to the story. So the Gemara's whole discussion of Flamin Aleph about a lulav shel Asherah or shel Yonidachas. You have a lulav from Yonidachas, a city that all the city went off the deep end. They were all over the Zara. So you have to burn down the entire city. And now Nebuch, you have a lulav from a tree from the Yonidachas. So the Mishnah says you can't use those who love him. And the Gemara says the reason is Bishop the Mechta Shirei. The Gemara says that the reason why you can't use it is because it's Ksuse Mechta Shirei. It means that there's a certain shear. A lulav has to be a certain size. And something that's omer b'sreifa, either Asherah has to be burnt, your nidachas property must be burnt, the mitzvah deraisa to burn it, whatever's omer l'kach to be burnt, is as if it's burnt already. If it's as if it's burnt, then it's ke'ilu, it's just a pile of ashes. If it's a pile of ashes, it's not a shir of a lulav. So the Gemara says explicitly that the reason why those two lulav apostle is because of this nupsul called ksusim et b'shirah. Fred Taisus, table of b'shirah, it's above there. What happened to it's above there? Why does the Gemara have to go fishing and looking and searching for a brand new, razzle-dazzle reason of ksusim et b'shirah? It's pashut. It's avera. What? A guy bowed down to a tree, that's not avera. The guy worshipped the vodah, that's not avera. It's also stealing's an avera. Worshipping idols is an avera. So why can't you apply mitzvah b'avera to those two cases? And then to make the matters even worse, says Vesu, amai shirin and alab asherah d'moshah. The Gemara says that there are different kinds of asherahs. And Asherah Demoshe is a coin phrase. It doesn't mean Chalil Boshav and worship. Asherah Demoshe is a phrase that refers to the Asherah HaKosav HaTorah. The Asherah that the Torah is describing that cannot, one cannot be Mavapalit. This is already a whole other story about when you have an idol. So sometimes you can get a goy to be mevatel the idol. Let's say goy ex John worships an idol. So a Jim could come and give the idol a kick and throw it on the floor and give it a bang and say, yeah, this is Mishkan idol. And then that idol becomes mutter. It's called the Biddle of Erizara. So there's a whole sug in the Gemara, when you can, when you can't. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says that some Asheras, Yitaka can be yotzi with, because they're not really told Sreifa. So Taisa says, wait a second, forget the Sreifa. Forget the Yodidachas. Forget Sismech the Shurim. Mitzvah Yavir. The bottom line is, somebody bowed down to this tree, isn't that an Avera? Isn't that the worst of Erizara? Why isn't it possible to Mitzvah Yavir? That's Taisa's question. So what is the difference between an Ashera tree, which is not subject to Mitzvah Yavir, and the Lulav Gozel, that is? The Yishlamis is Taisa the following saying. The lo domi legezel, the machmas averas hagezel, bo hamitzvah shiyotzibo. Aval hani, otu machmas averas shenasas bo vimnafi bey. Ad kan de ritas. But what did Taisa just say? Yisoda, yisoda, so mitzvah avera. What is mitzvah avera, and what is not mitzvah avera? Mitzvah avera means that the avera facilitated the mitzvah. There's a direct correlation, there's a direct cause and effect. Because the Aveira was done, therefore you are being able to potentially fulfill the mitzvah. And that's a no-no. That's what the halacha says is no good. That's the psula mitzvah of Aveira. When it's the Aveira that results in the mitzvah. For example, I didn't have a lulav beforehand. So I broke into a guy's house, stole his lulav, and now I'm running to shul first, I shake in my lulav. Hey, he tap you on the shoulder, mister, where'd you get the lulav from? I stole it. Oh, you stole it. Stealing was necessary to enable you to facilitate your fulfillment of the mitzvah. That's no good. That's it's over there. Over here, 20 years ago, some mishugin bowed down to a tree. And now, I want to use that lulav for the mitzvah of lulav. So on. What does his bowing down to the lulav have to do with my being yotzei the mitzvah? I could have been yotzei the mitzvah when he bowed down, I didn't bow down. So, yes, it's true. An aveira was done to the cheftza. That is true, but irrelevant, says Taisus. Just the fact that an Aveira was performed on any given item is not a pesul l'mitzvah. What's pasul l'mitzvah is if the Aveira is what's ultimately resulting in your being able to do the mitzvah, that's the problem in halacha. So it says, therefore, it's a moot point. It's irrelevant. It's completely irrelevant. Mitzvah Aveira is totally, completely irrelevant. That's Taisa's Mahalach.
But like in the case of like when you say it's different, like there's like, right, anything he talks about when there's a field, right? The whole field of the shared trees, you have to run the whole thing, right? So the fact is, it seems like, right, it seems that Avodah Zarah would be something different.
No, very okay. There's no question of difference between Avodah Zarah and Gazela, but the question is, what's the characteristic? We always have to point out, it's not enough just to point out a difference, you have to point out the difference that really makes a difference. So here, Tosis is highlighting, Tosis is pinpointing precisely what the problem is. Mitzvah haba, listen to the words. Mitzvah haba, the aver. The mitzvah is coming to existence through the vehicle of an aver. So the mitzvah that tells lula for me is only reality because I broke into the guy's house. That's it. Over here, I bowed down to the Asherah. And now, 20 years later, I want to use it for lula. So I did it. You're right, there are differences, but that's the nekuda that Tosis is picking up.
But we said that maybe the Asherah has to have been planted for that purpose. If it wouldn't have been planted to be an Asherah, then I couldn't have had a
bit. What about a lulav? Well, the planting per se is not the ma'aseh of a zara. If I plant a tree just because I'm going to plant on worshiping it later, that per se is a masit l'cha Asherah chaleitz. I'm not sure if that's the Avera. I think the Avera is that they're being
the actual buying.
Could the Avera be that you didn't destroy it? Isn't that an Avera?
That's a bitl ha-mitzvah that I didn't destroy it, that I didn't subsequently burn it, but I'm not sure we would call that mitzvah of the Avera. I don't think that's the Avera.
Also, the guy himself didn't do the Avera with it.
Oh, I mean, we don't even know who did it, right? We're not even sure who did it, right? Well, right, you're right. No, I mean, it could be that a goy boy down to it, right? 100%. Possible.
Aren't there other examples of mitzvah of Avera that are not you're doing a mitzvah with a chefetz shel.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the examples.
I'm trying to remember. I mean, I'm like, like making a bracha on something that's.
Okay. You're getting warm to some of the potential examples. Yeah, we're gonna get to those examples. But this is Tosfos Yosei. Notwithstanding Tosfos Yosei, the Rishonim disagree with Tosfos. So if you take a look at the Perush of Mishnayos around this in the back of the Gemara. Yes, it was 11.
Once I find it.
It's usually in the traditional print of the Gemara, it's between the Rosh and the Maharshal. In the untraditional print of the new family Gemara, your guess is good. That's no idea where it is. But it's usually traditionally right between the Rosh and the Maharshal. Perfect. The very beginning of Perek Shlishi, Lulav HaGozel. So the Rambam in the Perek Shmishnayis writes, Mitzvah of Yaveira, ain't a mitzvah. That's the beginning of the Perek. The Mitzvah of Yaveira is Nishke Mitzvah. Ulafikach, therefore, Lulav HaGozel, okay, that we know. Vishel HaShera, Vishel Yeridachas, Pasul. Huh? What did the Rambam just write? What did the Rambam just say? The Rambam just said what Taisa said, don't say. The Rambam just said what the Gemara didn't say. Remember, the Gemara said, why is the Lulav Shel HaShera possible? I'll tell you why, because of Tzitzim Echtashire. So Frek Taisa, why did the Gemara say the obvious thing? So Taisa gave Yishtichu Torah, why? It couldn't have said the obvious thing, because the obvious thing is wrong. Because that's not a mitzvah resulting from a very proper. There's no correlation between the two. Comes the Rambam and Taisa's Kasha and says, yeah, no chanami, Taka, by the way, yeah, that's right. So the Rambam is difficult on two levels. He's difficult, we always say, he's difficult on a textual level, and he's difficult on a conceptual level. He's difficult on a textual level because the Gemara doesn't say that reason, the Gemara gives another reason. The Gemara says, Ksusim Eftashuri. If the Rambam's right, so why didn't the Gemara give them the simpler reason? And he's difficult on a conceptual level because does the Rambam really believe what he just said? That any and every time any Aveir was ever done to something, all of a sudden, that ruins the Olam Vod. Is that true? That's quite a sweeping statement. And we're going to prove that that cannot possibly be true, that is an impossible statement. So the Rambam is very, very difficult. This line, the Rambam, Perish of Shai, it's very difficult. So textually, the Rambam is not so bad. I'll tell you why. On Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara is searching for why a Lulav HaYavish is possible. Sorry, Daf Lamed Hey, whatever it is. On Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara is searching for a reason why Lulav Shel HaShera is possible. And the Gemara opted for Ksusim Echtashira. Why didn't the Gemara say Mitzvah Bavavera? I'll tell you why. It could have. But why not? Why did the Gemara almost shy away from giving that reason? Because who remembers from last week? Not all Amoraim buy into Mitzvah Bavavera. It was not like the Gemara itself. Remember back in the Flamin? Some Amoraim said there is such a principle, and other Amoraim said there's no such principle. So we already spoke about this. Remember we saw a Ritval last week that said, why in Daf Tes does the Gemara not give the reason of Mitzvah Avera? Because the Gemara didn't want to get involved in Machlokes. So the Chari, the Rambam, when he answered textually, you're going to ask me a Kasha from Machlokes Aleph, why didn't the Gemara give the reason of Mitzvah Avera? I'll tell you why, because it's not agreed upon by everybody. It's not Emes 100%. So therefore, let's give a reason that's all-encompassing. But in our heart of hearts, says the Rambam, we who pass the mitzvah of Aveir, of course that's enough for a reason to pass it. So the Rambam textually is not bad. But conceptually, the Rambam is very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. I'll tell you why. If you take the Rambam to the conclusion, you'd be left with the following conclusion. Any and every time any Aveir was ever done to any Chefza, that Chefza can't be used for a mitzvah anymore. The Aveir has to have no connection to the mitzvah itself. That's it. Aveir was done. Finished history. You're done. Your history. Is that true? Sounds very, very, very strong. Sounds very harsh. Is it true? Let's get another kasha. What are the two examples that Ram just disqualified because of mitzvah Aveira? Asherah and Yeridachas. What happened to it? How did a lulav become lulav shel yeridachas? Think about it for a minute. Somebody bowed down to the lulav? No.
It was owned by
the... The whole city was worshipping idols. And any and all property in that city becomes now nixed yeridachas. The yester tree. The poor lulav tree became yeridachas. What's bothering me?
The beer wasn't done to the lulav.
The beer wasn't even done to the lulav tree. So, anuchum, anytime any aveir is done to anything in the world, so all chafatzim in the world become positive. I mean, what's the connection?
Ma'inyan the Avera. So Reuben bows down to an idol. You want to tell me bow down to a lulav tree and the lulav becomes possible? That I can half bake be makabel. The guy bowed down to a whatever it is. And now all of a sudden you tell me the lulav tree that doesn't even belong to him. It's Yanim, somebody else's lulav tree. Oh, Bitsabab Avera. What's Avera? Who Avera? I knew Avera. No one came anywhere near. There was no Avera within 100 feet of this tree. The guy's on the other side of town worshiping a different idol, and now it's a different person, different idol. And all of a sudden, hocus pocus, all the loving trees become possible. Mitzvah be'aveir. What's the Rambam talking about? So how could the Rambam say such a thing that aveir was done at one time in history? The aveir has zero relationship to the mitzvah. It's not contributing to the ma'aseh mitzvah. It kills that. And all of a sudden, thus is mitzvah be'aveir. And the Itach Kisa, the Rambam is including a lulav she'er nidachas, but there was aveir, no mechol, and that's also mitzvah be'aveir. Where does this end? Where does it stop?
So Reuben Grzowski, the son of Rebbech Ben. So he later came to America. He was one of the Rashi's in Taradas, and the lady is. Reuben writes this chedushim. The following he said in this Rambam's Parashat Mishnayos. So the Rambam had a radically different understanding of mitzvah aveira, phenomenally different, totally different than Tosfos. Tosfos understood that what mitzvah aveira means is that the engine that's driving this mitzvah is the aveira, and therefore Tosfos said you have to just ask that one question: is this the engine driving the mitzvah or not? So by gezela, yeah, because without the gezela, I wouldn't have had the lulav. But by enidachas, by asherah, no, because I would still have the same lulav, whether or not somebody bowed down for 20 years. So if the engine isn't there, the aveir is not what's contributing to the mitzvah, that's not mitzvah by aveir. That's Tosfos understanding. Says Reuben, the Chal, the Rambam didn't think that was true, correct, at all. But the Rambam thought mitzvah by aveir meant was as follows. An aveir was done to the chafza, but more than that. Not just that aveir was done to the chafza. An aveir was done that creates a shame chafza shall aveir to this chafza. The chafza has been changed. Just because an aveir was done to somebody doesn't mean that that changes the machus of the item. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Depending on what the aveir is, depending on what the halachas are. So if I do aveir X to something, that may impact on the chafza, may not. So says Reuven, the yisod of mitzvah aveira means the chavtza in front of you is nikra alav shem shel chavtza shel aveira, something that now has a consequence on it. It's tainted. It's spoiled goods. It's something that has that shem chavtza shel aveira on it. That's the chiddush haTorah can't be used for mitzvah anymore. What kind of aveiras create a chavtza shel aveira on it? One is gezela. Gezela, mamish creates a cheftashol gezela. How do I know? This is a davar gazul is a different entity. There are dinim that relate to a davar gazul. A gazel can be kind of a shin if it's a davar gazul. If it's not a davar gazul, they're not. There are halachas. There are halachas that revolve around something that has a shame cheftashol gezela to it. The same is true for Vedizara. If a Vedizara happened to something, there are consequences. It's not just between you and the Rebbe, you bow down to an idol. No, something happened to that idol. That idol is not told straight for that idol. It was also no. That's a chavta shel Vedizara. And guess what? When you did an aveir to bow down to idol X, the chavta of your nidachas now has a shame chavta shel your nidachas on it. Even though, believe it or not, no aveir was done to that chavta, doesn't matter. But it's chal on the shame. There are consequences of your aveira. Most of the time, some aveiras don't have any consequences. Most aveiras that have consequences, there's a consequence to that chafta itself. And in Nidachas, it's a chiddush haTorah that we view it as if everything was worshipped. Everything that's part of the property in Nidachas, is ki'il the aveira was done to that property. Also, it's all chal on it, the consequence of a shame chafta shel Nidachas. This is also called mitzvah.
Can it ever be fixed?
No, it's done. It's history.
So even if a guy is
more color,
you steal something.
Okay. No, but gezeila can be fixed. Shesh gezeila she goes away. But zora is kind of hard to fix. Once the guy is more color, it's not a chetzah of gezeila anymore. So says Reb Reuven, I give you an example of something where there's no issur. It's not a cheftz of anything. There's a mishnah later on that says if you have a hadas, there's a lot of berries on it, and there's black berries on it, different colored berries on it, that could potentially disqualify the hadas. There's more berries than leaves, it's possible. Today, most kids, they don't know that berries grow hadassim. We still remember, little kids, remember sorting through hadassim. So there were loads of berries on them, all the time. So if you have so many berries on, they could potentially disqualify the hadass. So comes the Mishnah that says, well, you can pluck the berries off. Once you pluck the berries off, it becomes kosher. Just be careful, don't do that on Yontif. Because it might be Yontif. Because you pluck the berries off, that's called makam patash. That's like fixing a broken hadass. It's makam patash. But it's an issur gomer to pluck off those berries on Yontif. But what if a person did? What they did? Then it's okay. Then it's kosher. I did have Aveira. It's a mitzvah of Aveira. What's the answer, says Ruby?
It's not a
cheftza. It's not a cheftza for
Chol Shabbos.
Oh, Ma'ase Shabbos. Ma'ase Shabbos is a tricky one. Ma'ase Shabbos is very, very limited in scope. Very, very limited. It's not for you, not for him. It's a knas. It's not a real change in the cheftza. Ma'ase Shabbos is not really a cheftza. It's a Sunday morning shiur, right? It's more of a gavra than a cheftza. So at the end of the day, says with Reuven, Tosfos and the Rambam are really, really fighting out with conceptually two very, very different views of what mitzvah there is and is not. According to Tosfos, mitzvah of Aveira must have that direct correlation. Aveira is the cause of mitzvah. Then we have an issue. According to Rambam, that's not the point of all. That's irrelevant. According to Rambam, the real point is, was a cheftza shel issur nikra on this item or not? Whether or not you did an Aveira to the item or not doesn't really matter. But if the cheftza shel issur was this item was labeled as a cheftza shel issur, that's a problem. So we say, it's this machlokes, Tosfos and the Rambam, that sets the stage really for the beginning of the next sugya. So the next sugya really is merges right from this sugya into the next sugya. So I sent out the mamkos for the next one also, then we'll get a chance to look ahead. So we're going to begin the next sugya with the same tosis, the continuation of this tosis daf lamed. We read this tosis again last week because it was part of last week's discussion. But let's go look at it through fresh eyes now. Now that we have a little bit more in our arsenal about it's the Vera, let's take a look at this tosis again. The flamen and aleph. The bottom last couple of lines of the first tosis. Mishnah says that a person cannot be yaitzei matzah with matzah shel tevel, the matzah that you didn't separate chumas and maaser properly. Then the Mishnah delineates, even if you separated some of the chumas and maaser, you didn't do all of them, you didn't pay the maaser sheva. Bottom line is, you didn't do what you're supposed to do, so it's matzah shel tevel, you're not yaitzei. How do you know that? V'darsh lo mikra. It was a whole drasha to tell me that that's true. What's the drasha? It says in Chumash, lo seicha lo chametz, Shivas Yom Tov Lav Matzah. What is the meaning of that pasuk? Only something that's asim mishum chametz that can fulfill the mitzvah matzah. If it's already asim mishum tevel, so it's not really asim mishum chametz, it's asim mishum tevel. That's a loaded statement because maybe it's asim mishum both, so we'll have to talk about that as the sugya develops. But all that we have to know now is that the Gemara requires a pasuk to disqualify matzah shel tevel. Tractosis. Tepuk lebishu mitzvah babi aveira tika ochel yisura v'nafa gidei matzah. I don't understand this tosis. Why does the Gemara need a pasuk to tell me that it's no good? It's obvious it's no good. It's a mitzvah babi aveira. He's violating an issur gomer d'oraisa chayv misa v'deshamayim meaning tevel. So ein lecha mitzvah babi aveira gedol mizu. That itself should disqualify the matzah. Why do you need a pasuk for? That's why his gash is blind by tzorchi and they don't know the answer. Tema. Do we even understand why Tosfos has the kasha in the first place? What's bothering about Tosfos' kasha? Is this case, the matzah shel tevel, something that we could draw that line of correlation that the isser is facilitating the mitzvah? It's a very, very tricky one. Very, very tricky one. Does this meet Tosfos' credentials for mitzvah b'vera? If not, then it would be rather strange when Tosfos asks the kasha. Finally, Tosfos 30 seconds ago just gave you a sir. Sometimes, you know, if you see a Tosfos in a different Masechta, I can't answer from one Tosfos to another, different Baal Tosfos. Sometimes even in the same Masechta, the test of Lam, it's the brother. Here, it's the same Tosfos. It's three lines later. It's kind of hard to sell me a story. No, it's a different rabbi talking. It's the same Tosfos. So Tosfos 2 minutes ago, just were Meniach, this Yisodei Yisodeis, that mitzvah b'aveira is only applies when there is an absolute, complete, direct correlation between Aveira and Mitzvah, that's what's making or breaking it. Is this making or breaking it? The fact that this is Tevel, the fact that I'm violating Tevel, this is what's enabling me to be Yotzei the Mitzvah? It's a little tricky. Why? The Iser Tevel is what's making me be Yotzei the Mitzvah? First of all, I could have done what? I could take a Turuz Matzah.
Maybe you had exactly Kazayas.
Oh, man, exactly Kazayas. Maybe you have another piece of Matzah. I'm not so sure. That's a little bugger, right? I'm not so sure that this really meets the credentials that tells themselves just set up. So if the Rambam would have asked this kasha, I would have thought, gee, that sounds like a great question. But Tosfos just asked the kasha. And I'm not so sure that this meets those conditions of Aveira resulting direct correlation, engine driving mitzvah. So what's Tosfos? Why did Tosfos ask that? Tema would be such a powerful kasha, I couldn't even attempt an answer. Some of the Chareim explain, I'm stung what Tosfos means as follows. That even Tosfos concedes there are two kinds of mitzvah b'averas. There's a mitzvah b'avera when the avera preceded the mitzvah by hours, by days, by weeks, by months, by years. I did an avera one time, and now I want to be Yotzei mitzvah. So Tosfos said, if that's the case, so then what do you need in order to be subject to mitzvah b'avera? You need that direct correlation. Because otherwise, there's no shaykhah between the two. I did an Aveira last week, and now I want to do a mitzvah today. So what connects the dots between the Aveira and the mitzvah to call mitzvah Aveira? The answer is the only thing that can connect the dots is that direct correlation is because of the Aveira of Gezel, that's why I have a little. But what if it's almost like a worse kind of mitzvah Aveira? It's a more intense. What's more intense about it? I'm doing the Aveira when? As I'm doing the mitzvah. I'm eating the matzah. Hini mukhum zum l'shem mitzvah matzah. At the same time, hini mukhum zum l'shem aveira sechilus tevel. So mamash doing v'vasachas. So some achareim say, if you're doing the aveira v'vasachas with the mitzvah, even if you don't have that direct correlation, even if you're missing the link between A, the direct cause of B, but if A is simultaneous with B, it's ein l'cha kesher gadol b'zeh. The goal of the link, why did you need the link? What was the purpose of that link? What did you need to have that cause and effect? Because otherwise, there's no connection between the two. So you could forge a connection in multiple ways. You could forge a connection either through cause and effect, or you could forge a connection through being simultaneous. So Tosfos, who posed the kasha, hey, what happened to Mitzvah Aveira? Tosfos knew God's good that they just told you that you need cause and effect, but they only talk a lot about cause and effect when the mitzvah and aveira weren't the vasachas. Once they have vasachas, then all bets are off. Then of course you have a mitzvah and aveira issue. So chiddush gadol. I mean, I hear it. It makes a lot of sense. It's kind of a little bit ikachos when I say, but Tosfos should have like spelled this all out, fleshed this out for you. It's like a big jump that Tosfos is making, but otherwise the Tosfos doesn't read straight. So what am I saying? Tosfos the kasha. But Zolzai, Tosfos the kasha. Okay, so. But if you understand the kasha, you understand Tosfos the kasha. And Tosfos didn't have a Torah. Tosfos couldn't figure out that. Worker couldn't figure out an answer. Why is it that you need a pasuk? What happened to Mitzvah B'Aveira? So let's chaz it after last week. Now that we appreciate the question, let's go back to some of the things we said last week to try to answer Tosfos' kasha. How could we potentially answer Tosfos' kasha? What do you need a pasuk for? What happened to Mitzvah B'Aveira? So who remembers Tosfos back at Daftes? Oh, Tosfos at Daftes said, Mitzvah B'Aveira, guess what? It's not absolute deraisa. It's a pasuk. What's the answer? Pasuk where? Malachi. Halege Novi Malachi. Pasuk. Chemish Chemishder, if not. So it's not in your eyes. It's only in your bottom anyway. It's only in your bottom, then the kash is obviously the moot kash. We need a pasuk for table of Mitzvah Aveira. That's a joke of a kasha. So the reason why Tosfos asked the kasha is because Tosfos and Daflam and obviously didn't buy into what they said in Daftes. So in 21 blot, they did change. They changed. I guess they must have left in yeshiva the old few blood a year, so that way by the time they had the flabber, it was already like six gulam later. A little less by Tyson, no longer alive. It was the great grandchildren, right? So comes Tyson the flabber, clearly is holding that Mitzvah B'Aveira is there, Aisa, and therefore is blind for the kasha. But if you hold Mitzvah B'Aveira is under the rabbanim, then the kasha disappears to thin air. What other Rishonim also would not have been involved with the kasha? The Ritva, two Mahalachim last week, right? So one Mahalach of the Ritva is that the Gemara didn't want to talk the language of Mitzvah B'Aveira. Why? Because it's so controversial. Because half the Amoraim don't buy into it. So if and when the Gemara could avoid falling back on it, the Gemara is more than happy to. That's why in the test the Gemara didn't mention it. That's why maybe the Rambam would say why the Gemara didn't mention it on in the Sugya of Lulav Shel. The Gemara is not running plotzing to put its to put out this svar of Avera too quickly. It's a last resort because the Yemen says that Shmuel, other Amoraim don't even accept it. So that would be also a simple answer to Tosfos. What would be a third possible answer? The other answer in the Ritva? That was the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz?
It's
not Ratzos. Remember the Tosfos says that Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz in Pesachim in the Ritva and Aftes and Sukkos say Mitzvah Avera is Deraisa 100%. Some mitzvahs, some yes, some nish. What's the rule? L'ratzas mitzvahs. What are the mitzvahs? L'ratzas, karbonos, lulav, those kinds of mitzvahs. Matzah is not a gift to your bunch. Lulav is the ratzah, tenufa, it's like a carbon. Matzah is between you just sitting around your table and eating. That's not subject to the rules of mitzvah. So therefore you need a special pasuk to disqualify. So we have a few answers that would work. Whose answer probably wouldn't work? For sure wouldn't work. But chinuch wouldn't work. Because remember, the chinuch said that I need a pasuk to tell me by sukkah, because sukkah, if it would only have been a problem, it's a bevera, it's not a psul lechefza, it just means you're not yotze. And by sukkah, just because you're not yotze, that's not a problem. That's not a bitla mitzvah. By matzah, that's not true. By matzah, if you're not yotze, your mitzvah is a gavra, then it turns out you're a mevatel as a mitzvah. So by matzah, it's all or nothing. Matzah, there's no in between. There's no eating potato chips. It's either you are yotze or you're mevatel as a mitzvah. So because chinuch's answer wouldn't work. But all the other answers would work. The two answers, the revo would work. The Tyson and the Tesla work. So there are lochasit terutzim.
The Rambam also would work.
The Rambam?
That this is a shame. Tevel.
Tevel is a shame.
Okay, right.
But is there any other answer out there that we haven't yet explored? The Tyson's left with Tzachim, left with Tema, and all the other answers from last week to the Rishayim seem to be okay. Is there any other answer available for us? So comes the Sheges Aryeh and suggests the following. Comes the Sheges Aryeh and says, the fellow is eating matzah shel tevel and therefore is not yotze, because it says, b'teichel chametz, lo b'teichel tevel, so he's not yotze, there's a cross. First time says, he's doing an avera, says the Sheges Aryeh. Who said he's doing an avera? He's doing an avera. This is the rice of eating tevel. Says the Sheikh Zayi, I'm going to show you a case where it's mutar itam. And if I'm going to construct a case where it's mutar lechatchil, if you'd ask Moshe Rabbeinu, can I eat the tevil? He'd say, absolutely, go ahead and eat the tevil. Al zen ne'amar, the exerce of cost, you're still not going to say. Because matzah shel tevil is puzzle matzah. It's like eating matzah of rice. It's like eating matzah that wasn't baked. It's like eating matzah that's not shmur matzah. It's eating matzah that doesn't have the criteria of matzah. One of the criteria to make up the chef to shematzah has to be something that is doesn't have an issue of tevel on it. It's got to be only chametz and chametz alone. But just because it's tevel doesn't necessarily translate to mean there's anything wrong with them. Where is that? Well, I don't remember in Maseches Truma, but we actually have a case of tevel. No, those are all with the Rabbanan. They're not real tevel. That's all a joke because they're not real tevel. But real tevel, the real McCoy tevel deraisa, when is it ever mutter to eat it?
It's the kind of passion.
That would be a fascinating answer. The Yerachal Ner gives that answer.
He says,
the Yerachal Ner gives that answer. So the doctor said, you got to eat this tevel. The rabbi said, you have to listen to the doctor. So guess what?
Yotze.
No, guess what? You're still not Yotze. In Jolat, you didn't, you're still not Yotze, because it's called Matzah Shel Tevel. Very creative answer. Very good. Sheikh Zayi doesn't say that, but he says, Ke'ein de. He says, I'm going to find a case with Mutter. No. We need Derais. You got to get out of the world. You're stuck in the world. You got to get back to Derais. Think Moshe Rabbeinu. Think Derais. Give me a case with Mutter to eat devil. It's a funny answer.
You're calling?
That is obvious. Right? Rashi says the reason why Tevel is also is because of the Truma Shavu. So, Frektai Zakasha. If so, that should be mutter for a coin to eat tevel, which is clearly not. So, we're not sure what the answer is, but that's a good cash. Give me a case. It's a funny case. It's a trick case. It's exactly what we're talking about. You know when you're allowed to eat matzah shel tevel? To fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. You know why?
I say,
you have an age-old rule. I say, when you have a clash between a positive mitzvah and a prohibition, and this is so, you have an Esi Dachalos Esai. As long as it's bein, it's also at the same time. I can't do an aver today to do a mitzvah. I can't steal today to be yotzei later. But if it's b'vas achas, so then it's okay. So says the sheikh, I don't understand. Stop. Hold the phone. It's matzah shel tevel. And if you would just go with the rules of mitzvah b'aveira, but it says mishka aveira. If you call mashaveira, what should I do? This is my piece of matzah today. What should I do? He said, eat it. Because it's a day. You're allowed to eat it. So since the psach would be you're allowed to eat it, yes, it doesn't say it would have been matzah it. So there's no mitzvah b'aveira anymore. Kamash go on what? So you're not yotzei with it. Because it's posel matzah. Because it's matzah that has a nisa tevel on it. Not that you as a gavra are not allowed to eat it al tevel. You're allowed to eat it al tevel. Because the yesi matzah is definitely nisa tevel. But
we could always say that when there's a mitzvah baba aveira.
No, it's got to be basa. Yeah. Nechalami. Right. Nechalami.
One second. What's the mitzvah say here?
But erev tochel matzahs.
But you're not yotzei.
No. That's why you need a posel. Say not yotzei. The kasha tais says, why do I need a posel if I could have figured it out on my own? Answer the shayin sari. You would have figured out nothing on your own. You would have come and asked the shayla, Rabbi, can eat the master? It would have been great. Yeah, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it.
You could fill the mitzvah matzah without being over on tevel.
So what are you saying? You say, Efshav, Kam Shnei, you worry about?
And it's like saying that I'm being Mekayim in the midst of owning Shabbos by eating Treifas.
So you want to know, so what are you saying? You say, Efshav, Kam Shnei, is that what's bothering you?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so maybe that would be a factor. And let's just say there is no other matzah now. Maybe you're right. So let's go back for a second. Let's just think to the Shaykh Sarah for a second. It's such a harifus. It just turned the world, it turned the whole toys of the whole world upside down. Our starting point was, it's in a very kidney temple, b'shul panavof. We're trying to figure out. It's so usher, so what do I need a posel in that? It's obvious, but it's above a mitzvah. So the Shaykh says, no. It's not so obvious at all. It's not a mitzvah, but a mitzvah, because there's nothing wrong with eating devil to fulfill the mitzvah.
If you didn't have the posel.
Right, but that's what the pasuk is bechadish to be that you're not yotze. You're not yotze, obviously you can't do it.
Then you can't.
So at the end of the day, the Shaykh Zayin never really permitted you to eat matzah tevel. He's just saying that Lou laid the pasuk, it would have been okay. It's like a fall to gavard. Shh, time to the Shaykh Zayin. Now what's the problem with it? Shaykh Zayin sets up the straw man. Pops a hole in the balloon. I know it's a tough time. Talk about balloons this time of year. Essay Dochalosa say on Tevel? Really? A new story. Essay Dochalosa applies to all Yisurim? So it's a famous Gemara at the beginning of Masechet Yevamos. The Gemara says, wait a second. What's the source for Essay Dochalosa say? Kelayim Tzitzis, one of the Makaris. The Torah says that if you have a full corner of linen garment, you strings of wool, tchelos on it, as by definition, shatnez. You're right, the show must go on. That's the model, at least one of the Bukharis. Comes to the Rabbi Yavamas and says, if the model of Esed Dochalosa say was only given by a lav like shatnez, it has to be similar to shatnez. What's made similar to shatnez? What are the ramifications? What are the consequences of violating shatnez? What do you get? Malchus?
Okay,
big deal. I mean, relatively speaking, it's a lab, it's column, this is a column. It's not what? Chorus, Nish. It's not chorus. Would you say Esed Ochlos and this is a chorus? Or says, forget it. Not a chance. You don't see Esed Ochlos and this chorus. Why is this doing Yavamas? As the first mission Yavamas says, if a person falls for Yibum to you, who happens to be an Erva to you, let's say a guy, you have to draw all these cases in the first mission Yavamas, 15 different Arayas. So the Mishnah says, let's say, your own daughter falls for you for Yibum. How does that happen? So your brother marries your daughter. That's okay, you're allowed to marry your niece. The problem is, now, if your brother dies without children, so his wife falls to Yibum to you. Small problem. She's your daughter. So you can't do Yibum to her. Who says, what up? Esther Duffel also says, what? So let's say, she's for courage. Says, forget it. Off the charts. The Chiddush HaTorah, that's what it's only said by Lava Kal, not by Lava Chomor. So when the Gemara differentiates between Lava Kal, Lava Chomor, the Gemara talks about Koresh versus Malchus. Guess what? Tevel is not Malchus alone, but it's not Koresh either. It's what?
Mizdeshimayim.
So what is that? Mizdeshimayim is one notch below Koresh. What exactly is the difference? Tais is not sure. Tais is the Vigav is the Bay. He's trying to figure out what the difference between the two is. But there's some difference. It's one notch below. When you say the al-chetz, so you go through the list of different onshim, in the end, so you say al-chatoim, you go from you go from highest to lowest, right? So we have lowest to highest. We had Rachajan. Achatom Shadachayom Alem. Ola, right? You go from lowest to highest, right? So you have Misav De Shemayim is right before Karas Variri, right? And then you go to the Avon Mrs. Basin, right? So says the Shagazarye, Misav De Shemayim is still Chomer. It's more Chomer than Malchus. And that's all it has to be disqualified from Esther Dechlos, because the whole Mok of Esther Dechlos is the love, is only love of Malchus. So says the Sheikh Zariye, my whole straw man just collapsed. Why? Because I wanted to say the reason why I need a posuk is to tell me that it would have been okay anyway, because it's not an aveir, because Esther Dechlos say. But it's not true. All Esther Dechlos say doesn't apply to Tavo, because it's Misav De Shemayim. And the discussion, says the Sheikh Zariye. So his whole terrace just got blown out of the water. Says, nope, not yet, not so fast. Sorry, Kedaka B'Kurdish, those are familiar with the Sparms, and he does this all the time. He builds you up this gewaldige chiddush, like you're hitting yourself. Why did I think of this? And then he pops it, and then he says, that's why I didn't think of it, because it's wrong. And then 1 second later he comes and says, no, but let me show you why it's really emes. So he comes to Sheikh Sai and says, it's true, 9 out of 10 times, Tevel doesn't, is not subject to Esed Achlosas. Because 9 out of 10 times Tevel carries with it a din of Misa De Shemayim, and therefore it's an Avera Chamura and Tavlok. But every once in a blue moon, I can find the case of Tevel that's not Misa De Shemayim. I'll find a few, says Shazam. Give me enough time, I'll find a few. I will construct for you a scenario of a Tevel. It's an Isa De Raisa and Isa Gomer De Raisa, but for some quirk of a reason, Misa De Shemayim is nisht. For that kind of Tevel, not every Tevel, 99% no, but for that one quirk of Tevel, I would have been able to make a case. You could be Yotzei Matzah with that, because Esed Nechalos say it means there's no Avera, Kamash will under Pasuk, it's still possible, it's not a Chavtzei Matzah. So now we're just missing one Nekuda to the Shagasari. What is that case? I need to know, quickly, I got to know, what is that case? I'm looking, searching for a case of Tevel that's not Misav De Shemayim.
It's a share of Tevel, because I think it's also.
That's the Shir Matzah also.
Yeah, I was going to say, if the Shir of Tevel is larger than the Shir of Matzah, then you could say that.
So I'm looking, now I'm looking for a needle in the haystack. I have to find an Issa Tevel that is their Issa, the real McCoy, and the kid behind my demise right there. The real McCoy, on the other hand, I can't make a two Tevel, because it's two Tevel, then it's Misdei Shemayim. Once it's Misdei Shemayim, it's not subject to Esalach, it's also saying, then the whole Teretz falls, self destructs. So I need that window, it's a very, very small window.
Well, Truma's from Marfish, but it's still Tevel for
Master Shani. Ooh, now we're really starting to talk. Now we're talking. There are different degrees of Tevel. Tevel is like an all-encompassing phrase. I didn't separate Truma from Maisus. What did you separate? I have to separate Truma, Gedolah, I have to separate Maisus Rishon, I got to separate Truma from Maisus, I got to separate Maisus Shani, but it's Maisus Oni, I got so many different things to separate, so many things to do. So the Mishnah says, if you missed any one of them, it's Tevel Deraisa, you can't eat it. But it is not absolutely clear whether the din of Misav De Shemayim applies to every single one of those scenarios of Tevel. There may be chilukim within the sugya of Tevel itself. If we can discover such a chiluk, we have work cut out for us, but if we can discover, identify a Tevel that for some quirk of a reason doesn't carry with it the ownership of Misav De Shemayim, then we follow the model of the Shagasaya, then we have discovered a potential answer to Tosas Kasha.
But what happens if you've separated everything but Master Shani?
So that's exactly what we're talking about. So we have to find, though other cases of this, I did everything but, does that impact on the Misav De Shemayim or not? If I can get, all I have to find you, I have only one thing to find. I have to find you, is it there is a Tevel? That's not Misav De Shemayim. If I can find it, then the Shagasaya's Teretz comes back to life. So it's all hinging on that one that we did. So hopefully that's Shem next week. We'll try to see, can we identify that case? The answer will be, of course we will, otherwise we'll just find something. So hopefully we'll try to identify that case and then see where that's going to take us in terms of the Sugya, and then where else the Sugya is going to take us.